USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Oklahoma officials are telling residents to be prepared to evacuate some Tulsa neighborhoods that are near levees along the Arkansas River. Heavy rains are threatening to cause serious flooding. Tricia German is with the Muskogee County Emergency Medical Center.
In the Fort Gibson area, the river is just overwhelming with water. We've had to shut down some major highways. We're looking at almost getting ready to shut down a turnpike if the water gets any higher than about, I think, another 3 feet.
President Trump has declared a disaster in Oklahoma. He's been meeting with Japanese and American business leaders in Tokyo as he begins a state visit to Japan. The president is promoting the American economy, saying the U.S. offers a unique business and investment opportunity. The president took a helicopter to go play golf with Abe. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump has signed legislation that permanently reauthorizes a program that helps buy bulletproof vests for police officers. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy came up with the program after four officers were killed in 1997. President Trump is mulling pardons. He's saying that he's going to hold off on making decisions about pardons for American troops that were accused by the military of war crimes.
It's a little bit controversial. It's very possible that I'll let the trials go on and I'll make my decision after the trial.
The most prominent of those, Navy SEAL Edward Gallagher. He's set to stand trial for shooting unarmed civilians and killing an enemy prisoner in Iraq. Presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg served in Afghanistan as a naval reservist.
It's disgusting. An affront to the basic idea of good order and discipline and the very thing that we believe we're putting our lives on the line to defend.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
British Prime Minister Theresa May's exit was prompted by the failed Brexit. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
The pound and British stocks are rising after Prime Minister Theresa May announced her resignation Friday. One member of the British public thinks May's departure was well overdue.
She needed to go. She needed to go because it's been so long that she'd been messing about. Everyone wants her to go, so it's about time she went. I think it's the best thing she did, to be honest.
Ms. Britt disagrees.
She's a formidable woman, and, you know, for me it's a bit sad, really, that the party weren't supportive as much as it should have been, really.
Some investors appear to hope it could unblock the political stalemate over Brexit, though analysts warn it could simply mean another delay.
As the president spends time in Japan, what can we expect to come out of the trip? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived in Tokyo on Saturday, where they'll meet with the Prime Minister and Japan's new emperor. Gina Reinhardt is with the University of Essex Department of Government. She shares a few of the things on the president's agenda.
Trade and security are probably the top two issues that will be discussed. There are not many allies that are looking favorably upon the U.S. right now in the region. And with the trade wars with China escalating, Japan is in a really good position to be the sort of savior for Donald Trump and to be the good news that he would like to tell the country about.
For USA Radio News,